Lads, be discreet, will you? Time for Where in the World is Andy Mossack? Razors, you get the table. So this is our roving travel ace, Andy Mossack. And for many, many years now on the show, he has done travel logs for us from all sorts of exotic locales. From the height of luxury to at least a four-star. Andy really has been around the world several dozen times. Now, what normally happens, and is what happens tonight, he sent us two clues as to where he is. I've not seen this yet. I'll tell you the clue. We figure out where he is. If we're right, we'll get the travel log. There we go. Clue number one. Second clue, by the way, is after 11. A sculpture of a giant goldfish dominates the entire beachfront of this city. All right. It's not the longest clue, but... So it's a city by the beach, and there is a sculpture of a giant goldfish there. Where do you reckon? 81333RUSS. You start your text with Russ on the WhatsApp. 08000321333. Giant goldfish. Beachfront city. So I have to say thank you for all of those. Some lovely comments. Clue number one we had. Sculpture of a giant goldfish dominates the beachfront of this city. Where is he? And immediately I went, Rio? I don't know why. Like, that's the only city that's got a beach. Me mind, it's not what it was, frankly. How are we doing for the guesses on this one? I see. Apparently it's an obvious answer. Not obvious. If you know the answer, it's just right, isn't it? But you mostly saw it one way. Neil, straight plump, Barcelona. Is it? God, I can't remember this. I can't place it in my mind. Kathy and Ian, been there, got the t-shirt. Barcelona's where he is. Alison in Halifax. I had a great holiday there way back in 2004. Happy Easter, loving the show, and is in Barcelona. Robert, Jean and Phil, Paris. It's not on the seaside. It's the one thing I would say about that. It's not at the seaside. But, I mean, it's a fairer guess than mine. It was closer, certainly geographically. Kieran Stocksbridge, it's post-Olympic Barcelona, Russell. Rocket and Sue going for Barcelona. Richard Easthall. I reckon Andy's on his way to Scorby Mills in the miniature railway from Scarborough near Pezone Park. Now it would surprise me. Stranger things have happened. Martin in Castleford. It's Barcelona, Russell. He saw it on a documentary about the Olympics the other day. Oh, and what an Olympics that was. Barcelona, Barcelona. I'll tell you something. You ready for that second clue? I mean, you know it's Barcelona, I suppose. Let's see if this cements your plump in any way. Where is our travel ace this week? This city is home to the Parc de Collserola, which is the largest metropolitan park in the world. It is 20 times the size of Central Park in New York. What? This city is home to the Parc de Collserola, which is the largest metropolitan park in the world, more than 20 times the size of Manhattan's Central Park. Well, that's extraordinary. That can't be right, surely. So there it is. It looks like we might be heading to Spain. You may have another idea, though. I've got to say it. It's in the law. If you disagree with the plump of Barcelona and you think it's somewhere else, it's 08000321333. But as it stands, also Neil, Haley and Sally all saying Barcelona. I will go with you because there's safety in numbers. You know what I mean? Looks like we're going to Barcelona between now and 11:30. What are you saying to yourself? Russell, please. It was a beautiful day today. And you may have been off work. And you thought to yourself, if I could just grab that passport, I can feel it in my hand. Let me dash to the airport, wave it aloft and see where I can go. Can I have a big Toblerone, please? time to take to the skies. Good times in foreign climes. Where in the world? Our roving travel ace, Mr. Andy Mossack, is here, there and everywhere. He's already this year got quite a large selection of visits in to many and varied different places. And you've been very good to me and properly helped me out. So without further ado, good evening, Andy Mossack. Ahoy, hoy.
Ahoy, hoy. Evening all. What an absolute pleasure, sir.
Absolute pleasure to have you on with us. So, let's get down to brass tacks here. We had our heads put together, and instantly, to my amazement, the answer came back. Russell, he's in Barcelona.
Do you know, I'm shocked. I'm shocked.
Are you?
You just say a goldfish, and that's it. I mean, what a clue, and everyone gets it. Amazing.
There you go.
Well done.
Barcelona. So first things first, what's taken you to Barcelona?
Well, I've been thoroughly spoiled, Russ. I've got to tell you, I am 30, as we speak, I am 34 stories up in the sky, right, in the Hotel Arts. I mean, looking down on the whole of Barcelona below me, it's unbelievable, right? That's just... I mean, I've got the skyline, I've got the darkness. It's just an amazing thing. It's basically floor-to-ceiling windows and 34 stories up overlooking the sea and the city. Unbelievable. So that's where I am, just painting the picture for you. It's been a remarkable few days. It's been a long time since I've been here, and it's changed quite a bit. So I thought... time to come back and have a look at Barcelona, capital of Catalonia, on the east coast of Spain, right by the Med, immortalized by Freddie Mercury and Montserrat. Is it Caballé?
Montserrat Caballé, I think.
Caballé, apologize, Montserrat. Yes, home to Picasso and Gaudi's architectural masterpieces. I mean, what a place! What a place.
So now, hang on a minute. Every time you say, look at this city, you know, what an amazing place this is. My first question is, now, I've been to Spain many times, travelled around, done here, there and everywhere, never been Barcelona. So my first question is always, well, where do you start, Andy?
Well, yeah, I know. Where do you start? Now, you would think, wouldn't you, if it's right by the Med, it would be a beach city, right? Uh-huh. Well, today it's a beach city, but it never used to be. And they had a saying here called, this city lived with its back to the sea. The port is massive. It's one of the world's biggest ports. And it used to be quite industrial landscape here. It was cargo, fishing, all that kind of stuff. And then the Olympics in 1992 changed everything. The city invested millions in refurbishing everything. And that included restoring all the beaches. And they imported sand from the Middle East. I mean, it was, you know, to get all off. So it's absolutely amazing, the transformation. And it was all because of the Olympics. And it was amazing, right? Here's breaking news, though. It's happening all again next year because 2024 – Barcelona is hosting the 37th America's Cup. Now, that is big news for anyone who's into boats and yachts. But it's one of the oldest sporting occasions in the world. Dates back to 1851. And this is a big deal for the city. I mean, honestly, it's going to be millions of people turning up next year. Takes 2 months. I don't know if you've been into the America's Cup, but it's like these big yachts, you know, race each other.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right,
all very dramatic. Yeah.
Well, it's amazing, but I didn't realize, but it's the holder challenges a challenger from another country, and they put together a massive team to try and outdo each other. It's only two people, two different outfits are racing for 2 months. It's quite extraordinary, really. But anyway, that's all going to happen next. In 2024, August to October. So it's a big deal. So they'll be doing lots more refurbishing again. But anyway, I just grabbed, the first thing I do, as you know, whenever I come to a city, get on a hop-off bus, because you got to do it.
Well, yeah, of
course. Every single time. Yeah, you go on, get on the bus, they give you some earphones, and you plug in and you get a nice guided tour, and it stops at every major spot in every town. You know, they've got them in all over the cities all over the world now. And they've got a great one here. So they've got two routes. You get on and it stops at all the major landmarks. You can just drop off, kick off and come back on again. So I've spent the last couple of days with my hop on, hop off pass, seeing all these great things.
So what stood out then, for you then? What's an amazing Barcelona experience?
Well, you know, first of all, the Gaudi, six of these constructions are unbelievable, right? I mean, it really is. And you know, the obviously the famous one is the Sagrada Familia.
Now, oh yes, yeah, enormous.
Yeah. Do you know it's taken longer to construct than the pyramids? Right, it started.
No way.
In 1882, it began construction, and they're still working on it. And they believe, apparently, it's going to be finished by 2026. And the reason it took so long, is basically because they rely completely on private donations and entrance fees. But they're ending up, it's going to finish with 18 towers and spires, and it's going to be the largest church in the world. So it should be something. But all of his properties here are just something else. They're very, very weird. And you can visit them all. And, you know, I strongly suggest anyone comes here, you've really got to do a Gaudi tour, because it's quite extraordinary architect, amazing. Lots of brilliant museums too. There's a Picasso Museum, Maritime Museum, the History of Catalonia Museum. And anyone who's into footy, you've got to do the Camp Nou. Or the Camp Nou, as they pronounce it, Barcelona Football Club. So that's a definite to do. And then you must have heard of La Rambla.
Now I've heard of La Rambla. So, okay, yeah. Now what kind of things am I going to see on there?
Well, the Rambla is a fact. It used to be, it's a pedestrianised street that runs from the sort of main square in Catalonia Square down to the sea, and it's a pedestrianized street, runs through the Gothic quarter, so it's really atmospheric. But in the old days, I won't lie, it used to be pretty dodgy. I mean, there was guys there selling animals in cages, all kinds of different weird and wonderful things, flower stands, open air cafes, and they've cleaned it up now. It's clean right up, it's a really nice stroll. Everybody goes down there, lots of people. But in the middle of La Rambla, there is the Mercat de la Boqueria, which is the biggest.
Like a native, by the way, let me say. Like a native.
I think so. I could be, yeah, Catalan, don't you think?
I think you can carry it off.
I'll carry it off. The biggest food market in the world.
You had me at biggest food. So what kind of stuff is, what kind of, should you go hungry to this place?
Well, because it's been a market since 1217. Absolutely huge. It's not just got fresh stuff. I mean, some of this, you know, some of the vegetables and everything they sell have still got the mud on from the, you know, being dug out the ground, you know.
Wow.
But they've got hot food too. So they serve stuff up on plates. I mean, you know, it's just fresh as a daisy. Fabulous, fabulous stuff. So I can't really say enough about it. You just got to go in there, let your jaw drop, and walk around, you know, the colours, the sounds, the smells. It's crazy. So you've got to do that. Absolutely got to do that.
Can I just say as well? I love the idea, like the mental image of you've got to walk into this massive food market, dropping. Let your jaw drop, and then just stuff something in there, like a big ham or like a massive sandwich. Just go around like a tapas Hoover. Just
stick your face in a bowl of paella. You got to do this. You know, you've got these giant pans of paellas, you know, you just throw yourself in it.
Do it. You owe it to yourself.
Yeah, you got to do it. But I must say, I was thoroughly spoiled Wednesday night because I had a 2-Michelin-star meal with this legendary chef called Paco Perez, or Perez. Right. It's, if I said to you, 16 courses, Russ, right?
Wow.
Of which 9 of them had a wine pairing with, right? That's what I'm going to say. 2 Michelin stars. It's called Enoteca. It's like a legendary restaurant, and it's in this place where I am staying now. And I was there. I spent 3 hours just eating constantly. 16 courses. Honestly, it was unstoppable.
And they paired this with nine wines were flying around at this point. Now, can you actually remember the dinner, Andy?
I've taken photos. That's the only thing I can remember from it. So I've got photographic evidence, you know, and and of course the sommelier is describing every glass, right? And you know, it could take 5 minutes, you know, to give you this whole description. And you know, but by the fifth one,
no one's listening,
I'm
are
not
they?
Really listening.
Wow,
but
okay.
They are supreme, supreme.
Now, you've opened up, I suppose, really. It's always the final sort of conversation a little bit that we have. I mean, Barcelona is what it's a truly, you know, it's one of the world cities. There's dozens of heritage sites. There's art. There's the waterfront. There's all the new stuff. There's Les Ramblers. There's lots and lots of things you can do. And you just mentioned like a 2-Michelin-starred restaurant in a beautiful big old tower. Having said all of that, is it possible to enjoy, does Barcelona have enough options you can go around there and not spend 2-Michelin-star money on these things?
Of course it is. You know, they've got these lovely bodegas. Everywhere you go, there's tons and tons of cafes. And I had some fantastic little stuff. You know the tomato bread? The crispy bread, and you spread tomato paste all over it, you know, and olive oil.
Sieved tomatoes, yeah.
It's brilliant. It's brilliant. So you have, you know, a nice sort of half a beer, tomato bread, and patatas bravas. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it costs nothing. It costs 3 or 4 euros. You know, it's just wonderful. And, it's a lovely, lovely way just to just lick about. You know, I must say, you walk around the Gothic part of the town, the old town, and you just come across these tiny little places, and they just serve you some great food, fresh fish, straight off the boats. And I'll tell you what is big here now as well is vermouth. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
You know, like we used to have in our day, the Cinzano and Martini, that kind of stuff, right?
Oh,
vermouth is now trendy. It's like the big thing all the young people do. So they've got these places where they just sip vermouth with a bit of patatas bravas, and they'll just sip in vermouth like it's the latest thing.
Well, there you go. Don't let us stop you, Andy. I'm sure there's a vermouth with your name on it as soon as this is finished.
I've got to tell you one quick story, very quick, if I can. Honestly.
Go ahead.
The hotel has this breakfast outside. You know when you sit outside when you're abroad and you have breakfast, right?
Al fresco.
And you always get attacked. Yeah, you always get attacked by birds. The birds are always there to go and nick the food.
Yes.
Have you noticed?
Always.
Well, this hotel, they've got a pet eagle that stands guard, and it sits there and it frightens all the birds away. What a genius way to stop the birds attacking your food, don't you think?
Wow. It's a shame, really, because by the sounds of it, this place could do with, like, you know, it's like the eagle is like a sommelier in his own right, is going, and as you can see, this is a beautiful, delicate blue tit, and you can have shades of oak with this one. Oh, God.
Brilliant. Yeah.
Brilliant stuff.
Honestly,
Barcelona.
You couldn't make it up, did you?
No, yeah, you really couldn't. Yeah. The Eagle Sommelier. There's Barcelona, really, in a nutshell. Superb stuff. You have a wonderful time. Are you home tomorrow, or are you going to make it stretch the weekend?
No, we might get back Sunday, yeah. Yeah, we're going to stretch it for the weekend. And then a couple of weeks, if that's all right, I'll be somewhere very, very far away. So looking forward to that.
Oh, excellent. Andy, you take care of yourself. Pleasure as always. A big ahoy, ahoy. Barcelona was the answer.
On BBC iPlayer.